share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Earlier this year, it was reported that Malaysia ranks 57th in the Global Corruption Perception Index. Unfortunately, corruption is still considered a common occurrence as it is often linked to the authorities or prolific figures. Soon, officers from the Royal Malaysian Customs Department, JKDM, will be equipped with body cameras in an effort to combat corruption issues among them. This was confirmed by the Deputy Minister of Finance himself, Mohd Shahar Abdullah, who also said that the effort is to elevate the integrity of the force, as well as to save them from the accusations of corruption. It is unfair to accuse the customs officers are involved in corruption related to the smuggling of cigarettes and alcohol, when in fact, JKDM has constantly implemented strategic plans to battle these issues, he assured. According to Berita Harian, a total of 2,518 cases involving the confiscation of illegal alcohol and cigarettes were recorded up until September this year, which amount to RM 41.43 million. Shahar said that the total cases were proven to be lesser than the previous year, which was 2,824 cases. For illustration purposes only, in Parliament today, the 6th of December, Shahar had also revealed that in order to combat the corruption issues involving the smuggling of alcohol and cigarettes, only 5 ports are allowed to be involved in the import of the 2 said items. Westport in Port Klang Tanjung Palapas Port in Johor Senari Port in Sarawak Sepanggar Port, Sabah Westport in Port Klang. Do you think the installation of body cameras on the officers will cease corruption once and for all? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Also read, it does not have any political factors, SPR says Ahmad Maslan can still compete in GE. Source. Astro Awani Source. Cosmo. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.